That's great. Anybody want to talk about why they think it's reasonable to consider trastuzumab without chemo in some patients, Chuck?
I just had one, and I just did it. I had a Haitian lady who 4 or 5 months ago had her surgery, adamantly has refused. She's a high-risk node-negative presentation who has concomitant Epstein-Barr virus infection and concomitant hepatitis C infection, and she's very well informed and was deathly afraid of immunosuppression secondary to chemotherapy. Nobody could convince her to do it. And I thought that even in the absence of data, it was better to give her trastuzumab than not give her trastuzumab.
What about in patients who just are older, you know, the kind of patient who before this you wouldn't have given adjuvant chemotherapy to, other comorbidities?
I would consider it.
Mark?
What about patients with c-MYC amplification? That data looked awfully good. Maybe they don't need chemotherapy.
Is that something you think is ready for clinical use now?
No, but it's an interesting hypothesis that merits testing.
Kent?
I'm a believer in targeted therapy, and I think that tumors are driven by certain pathways, and that if you block that pathway, you will kill the tumor. And we've seen that now with hormonal therapy. That is, if you have a tumor that's reliant on ER, based on an ER positivity and PR positivity, endocrine therapy, except for those tumors that are resistant to it, is very good therapy, and chemotherapy doesn't add anything, or at most, a tiny, tiny amount. And I think that we're going to find the same thing. In our trials of HER2-targeted therapy in the neoadjuvant situation, given by itself without chemotherapy, we're finding just the same amount of apoptosis being induced. We're finding the same remission rates. We've got 13 out of 13 remissions with 6 weeks of lapatinib. It's 100% response rate. I think it's going to turn out that if you identify a patient that is driven by the HER2 pathway, HER2-targeted therapy is all you're going to need. It may not be Herceptin by itself. Now, how to do that and how to do a trial to get rid of our chemotherapy is a different issue. Maybe doing such a trial in a low-risk population that's HER2-positive would be of great interest. Whether we could do it in the United States, I doubt.
Is that a strategy that you offer, as Chuck was talking about, right now in a non-protocol setting, Kent?
No.
And could you just comment a little bit about some of the clinical responses, for example, that Jenny Chang saw with these locally advanced breast cancers in the trial where I think it was 3 weeks of trastuzumab alone?
Yeah, with 3 weeks of trastuzumab, 25% of the tumors had a 50% or greater reduction, and these tumors had an average diameter of 10 centimeters. These were huge tumors and probably had many other pathways activated. I'm talking about microscopic metastases that come from a HER2-positive tumor that probably are just being driven by HER2. But despite that, 3 weeks of Herceptin by itself without chemotherapy, many of these tumors just melted away. And I think that was many of our experiences when we first started treating metastatic disease. Some of the patients, the tumors melted away very quickly. So we just need to start getting away from our thinking that chemotherapy is such a wonderful treatment in this era of targeted therapy. And somewhere along the line, somebody's going to have to bite the bullet and introduce targeted therapy as its own approach and without any chemotherapy whatsoever. And I just wanted to say that I'm going to go on record saying that chemotherapy is not going to add to these patients in the end once we find it out.